And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. As of 9 a.m. today, Millington Village President Andrew Selick was scheduled to appear in the Tuscola County Circuit Courtroom for sentencing. Selick was arrested in January in the village for driving while drunk, driving without license, without a registration or proof of insurance during a traffic stop. It is his third drunk driving conviction. And since his arrest, there's been some calls by some on the village council and some residents for Selick to resign, but he has not done so. The council cannot take any action against Selick themselves. The only way Selick's position as village president can end is for him to resign or by recall of the people in the village voting to do that. And the Tuscola County Election Commission convened this morning regarding the proposed petitions to recall some City of Caro council members. The committee determined the proposed recall petitions for trustees Jill White, Heidi Parker, and Doreen Heady were not sufficiently clear and or factual. That decision stopped the proposed recall process, explained Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting. Fetting, Probate Judge Nancy Thane, and Treasurer Ashley Bennett are the county's election commission. That commission is charged with determining if the language presented on a petition is clear and or of a factual basis. Fetting noted that there was also a proposed recall filed against Council Trustee Charlotte Kish, but because she is serving her last year of a four-year term, she is not subject to recall. The petitions were filed by city resident Shane Polega. And Walmart has decided to rearrange the retail universe once again, and Michigan shoppers are about to feel it, whether they shop once a month or treat the place like a second home. Newsbreak reports that the Big Blue Giant is pulling back on self-checkout while tinkering with who gets to use it. Shoppers across Michigan are splitting into two camps: those who have always despised self-checkout, and those who would rather scale the Mackinac Bridge in a blizzard than chit-chat with a cashier. Walmart's 2026 plan throws both groups into the same fluorescent-lit arena. Michigan Walmarts are making a major change to the checkout process. Some stores in Michigan will keep a few kiosks, but only for tiny baskets or customers who behave like responsible adults. Other locations may rip them out entirely and go back to staffed lanes. And we will be back with more news from national and international sources here after this commercial break.
The holidays are here, but is your smartphone ready for the hustle and bustle of the season? Can it handle everything you're throwing at it? Family pictures, group messages, social posts, music streaming, and online gift buying? Are you tired of the bland service from your big carrier, with long wait times and pricey plans? If you need a new phone or are ready to upgrade to your local hometown provider, it's time to check out the smartphone deals and unlimited plans at Thumb Cellular. Through December 31st, Thumb Cellular is offering double your trade-in value with a new smartphone purchase. Plus, you can get a free phone with an upgrade or a new line activation. Stop in and visit the friendly customer care team for details. Terms and conditions apply. This holiday season, give the gift that keeps giving, the Thumb Cellular difference.
And we are back. A new consumer report shows prices for artificial Christmas trees in the U.S. rose roughly 10 to 15% this holiday season, with importers citing higher tariffs and shipping costs as key factors. Industry groups noting many trees are still sourced from overseas despite steady demand from households seeking reusable decorations. Internationally, Ukraine leaders have signaled they are stepping back from a formal bid to join NATO while seeking alternative security commitments from Western countries that they say are essential if any negotiated settlement with Russia is to be sustainable.